This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today we see a lesson from the life of Moses in how to face the jobs we'd rather avoid as we study Numbers chapters 1 through 4. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of The Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
We have now arrived at one of the most fascinating and helpful books in the entire Bible, the book of Numbers. So many practical lessons, so many great theological truths, so many insights as to the nature of God. To begin, we find Moses receiving a rather imposing task to accomplish. The Lord told him, "Take you the sum of all the congregation of the children of Israel from 20 years old and upward." Now, Moses was human. Can't you just imagine what his reaction could have been? "Count everybody? How in the world am I going to get time to do that? I'm already a busy man with lots to do, leading all these people across the burning desert, trying to keep them from sin, setting up their various forms of worship, and I am writing the Bible." He could have fretted and complained about this added work, but he didn't. God gave him the job on the first day of the second month of the second year. And did you happen to notice when he got to the job? Look at verse 18. On the same day, he got right to the job and didn't waste time fretting about the fact that he was already busy. This is a great lesson for us today. There are certain jobs I like and certain jobs I don't enjoy all that much. But when I'm given a job that doesn't really excite me, the best thing I can do is to get on with it. Because if I keep putting it off, there it is, day and night, nagging at me and insisting that I give it my attention. Christian, don't waste time trying to figure out ways to get out of something or to put it off. Roll up your sleeves, thank the Lord, and get it done. Now, Moses' example gives you three words that will help you get more done in life. Do it now. Usually, it requires the same amount of energy to get out of a job than it does to do it. Moses is a good example of a man who expended his energy accomplishing things for God instead of figuring out all the reasons why they couldn't be done. You see, what we're talking about here is more than just a success through a positive mental attitude idea. For a Christian to respond to the command of God requires faith, not just an act of pulling himself up by his own spiritual bootstraps. It's been said, too often, what we read and profess becomes a part of our libraries and our vocabularies instead of becoming a part of our lives. Genuine faith responds to the call and command of God by saying, "Lord, by your grace and power, I'll do it now." Obedience must be complete, enthusiastic, and immediate. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
To encourage you in your life of daily discipleship, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. Daily Walk directs your Bible reading and offers fresh insights on how to live a Christ-centered life and share His love with others. Write the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, the danger of concentrating on spiritual fruit while ignoring the root that feeds the tree. Join us on Daily Discipleship.